In numerology, 2022 is a 6 year. The energy of 6 is powerful, soothing, and welcome.
Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready?
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Seeking Isla podcast. Oh, I'm so excited to be chatting with you guys in a new month and a new year. If you are a new first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited and grateful and happy to have you in my little ether corner of the internet and the airwaves. If you are an old-time, long-term listener, thank you so much for being here. Your support means so much, and I'd love to join you in this space. So, just as we are kicking off a new year and a new month, I thought I would reintroduce the podcast and the intention behind it. So, Seeking Isla. Isla means halo of light around the moon, moonlight, and from a strong, resilient place. And my work and this work and my guidance in this podcast were inspired by Isla and the moon, her strength, her beauty, and her light, even in the darkest of times. So every time you tune into this podcast or join me for a course or a newsletter, an Instagram post, any of the content at all, I'm inviting you to seek Isla, to seek that internal light, your strength, your brilliance. And I am so excited and honored to have you here. So a little reintroduction of who I am. My name is Nisa Sedigat. I'm an intuitive, I'm an embodiment and empowerment mentor, healer, and retreat host. Yes, we'll be having some really beautiful retreats around the world this year, which I'm excited to share with you at some other point down the line. And my work and my intention is really to empower you, incredible women, to heal and embody a life of freedom, full-bodied soul and self-expression, self-love, purpose, and expansion. My intention is to really empower you with the tools and the support and the learning to heal, grow, and expand into your most authentic and highest self. I am so honored to hold this space and connect and guide with incredible women like you. So thank you so much for being here. So, as we are kicking off the new year and the new month, it's really great to be back here and reconnecting with you guys. As you may have noticed, for my long-term listeners, the past couple months I dipped off a bit in recording the podcast, and I just wanted to kind of connect with you about what has been moving through me personally and through the business over the past couple of months. And then we're going to dive into the 2022 year ahead intentions and energetics to guide you and just kick you off on a really beautiful and empowered path to start off the year with this podcast. So first, just to reconnect with you guys, you know, this work is an embodiment of what I have moved through personally. I don't teach anything that I haven't embodied. So as I have shifted, the business also shifted, and this community has also shifted in the past couple months. And I really found myself towards the end of the last year trying to really tune into what was now most authentically in alignment for me to teach, what I was most excited about. And it was a bit of a murky, unclear period for a while. And something I was reflecting on in a morning journaling session the other day is something I want to share with you, because I think that a lot of you will find solace in this, especially after just what we've moved through the last couple of years. But what I recognized, as you know, with this business really breaking away from the sort of old paradigm and patriarchal structure of just working, 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 and having our self-worth attached to our efficiency and our productivity, was I really had to undo myself from all of that. And even though this business is very different and this community and Seek Isla and everything about it is very different than some of the more masculine ways I've operated and worked in this world, I had this moment of clarity one morning when I was journaling that I realized part of the reason I felt a little bit untethered and confused and lost was because I had been attaching my identity to my work. I've been attaching my soul and my essence to my work. And since my work has changed so drastically over the past couple of years and evolved and grown and shifted and morphed, especially with the state of the world, for those of you who don't know, I worked in travel and food media for almost a decade before COVID. And I'd always been in the healing arts, just on more of a personal level. I'd, you know, been a student of the tarot since I was 7 years old and in the realms of astrology and healing and Ayurveda and energetics and all of that stuff my whole life and kind of behind the scenes. And it really wasn't until the pandemic hit that I shifted into offering this embodiment that I'd had my whole life in these realms to clients and to you guys. So I'd had so many things just shifted that I'd built foundations on the last few years, and starting this endeavor, this mentorship, this space holding with the Seek Isla community was such a beautiful new expansion endeavor of my soul. And after coming on up about a year of it, I realized that, you know, I'd really had to untether and untie myself from all the foundations that I'd built the previous nearly decade in the creative and travel and food world. And not to say that those worlds aren't still a huge important part of my life, they are, but they weren't taking the same precedence and space in my life that they had previously. And so I found myself at this point towards the end of last year, like, wow, okay, this, you know, really accepting the new reality of how the world is, of who I am. And why I'm sharing this with you guys is because it was such a beautiful lesson to be reflected back to me that who we are is not what we do. What we do is a really important part of who we are, but it's not who we are. And it really brought me back to my yogic roots and, you know, turning back to the philosophy that's been guiding light in my life. And I want to share with you one of those principles in yoga, which is aparigraha, means non-attachment or non-grasping. And I'm sure many of you have heard, if you've been in the spiritual world, the wellness world, the yoga world, the saying that attachment is the root of all suffering. And it's interesting because we think about being attached to like money or power or people or love or whatever, and we lose that. That's why we suffer. But it's so much more than that. Attachment is also has a shadow side. There's the other side of it, and that it's the things that we don't want. So if it's like, we don't want to suffer, we don't want to be poor, we don't want to, you know, be confused, having that awareness and having that energetic focus on what we don't want is also a form of attachment. And that too causes suffering. It's not just about being attached to the things that we want. It's also about having energy and direction and focus on the things that we do not want. That is also a form of attachment. And so what I'm really getting with all of this, with all of these ramblings, I hope they're making sense to you, is I found myself in the last quarter of 2021 feeling very unattached to things. And it left me very ungrounded and a little bit unclear as to what was this kind of new chapter that I was seeking and desiring to embody, and what was in alignment for me. And so sometimes when we don't have the clarity and we don't have the answers, the best thing we can actually do is to just not grasp. Remember, parigraha, non-attachment, non-grasping, non-gripping. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just to let go and to surrender and allow that clarity that we're seeking to come to us rather than trying to chase it or force it or anything. So that's a little bit of a personal story I wanted to share with you about the end of last year. You know, you saw me really pulling back, if you're deep in my community, from our Facebook group and going live in there all the time and from weekly podcasts. And everything that I do is with the intention of total integrity and authenticity and alignment. And those things were not feeling aligned to do in the ways that I had done them. And so I had to just release my grip on them and allow whatever was ready to come through to come through. And so I'm really, really excited for what's landed over these last couple months and to share this wisdom and these codes and this transmission and the programs that have come through, because they are insane and powerful. And we're really going to be going deep, deep, deep into incredible themes this year that I'm so excited to support and guide you with, including desire and money and pleasure and empowerment and freedom and expression, and really allowing myself this time to ungrasp and ungrip and allow these deeper, stronger, polarizing themes to come through was just really profound. And I'm really, really excited to be sharing with them with you soon. So that's what I'll say about that for that update and the end of the year. Just to round it out, I ended up being sick for almost a month. You can probably hear my voice. Still have some lingering stuff hanging around, but I had an upper respiratory infection for just about a month now, and really needed to allow my body the space to be offline. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to deliver some of the podcast episodes I'd been desiring to deliver to you this last month, but I intend to have a lot more coming your way as my health and energy has regained, and share with you some of these deeper, more just really juicy themes I've been feeling into the past couple months. So stay tuned for that. If you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, definitely make sure that you are so that you can be informed as soon as those episodes drop. All right, my loves. So without further ado, I just wanted to share with you an update on the energy and intentions for 2022. If you are on my newsletter list, you received a similar transmission as this. And if you're someone like me, you also like to just listen to things. I love to receive information in an auditory format. I just feel like it really sinks in well. So there will be some overlap if you've already read that newsletter, and enjoy it either way. So let's dive into what 2022 is all about. So just like that, we turn and close the chapter and the book on 2021 and open a fresh, new, crisp page to 2022. So happy new year, my loves. I hope you are settling into this new energy and this new chapter and just this opportunity to really begin again. You always have the opportunity to begin again, any day, any hour, any minute. And I do also know that there's something about just having that blank slate universally that feels extra juicy and refreshing. So I'm here with you on that. If you are like me, the smell of fresh journal pages and old books is a borderline aphrodisiac. So aside from the relief I'm feeling from closing the door on last year, the excitement and anticipation from all the potential and possibility of 2022 is already brewing inside me. And the clean, crisp pages of this new chapter. Yum. So, enclosed in this transmission that we're going to be diving into now will be some of the energetics of this year and this month. I'm also going to share some thoughts and journal questions to get your mind churning and just some intentions to call upon as we step into this next season of life. So, I do hope you enjoy. The first thing that we're going to chat about is 2022, the sixth year. The sixth year. In numerology, 2022 is a 6 year. So 2 + 0 + 2 + 2 = 6. Now, the energy of six, the number six, is powerful, soothing, and welcomed, especially after the journeys we've undertaken over the last 2 years. In its essence, six embodies the energy of love, charm, destiny, health, unity, and oneness. And it's also the first perfect number. So this is a mathematical term, essentially meaning that six is both the sum and the product of its factors. Okay. So that really allows the energy of this number to be one that is harmonious and stable energy. I don't know about you guys, but that is an energy that I am here for this year, is stability and security. Now, looking to the tarot, in the major arcana, the sixth card is the Lovers. Now, I find this especially kismet considering that we are also currently in a Venus retrograde. So if you think about Venus and Venetian themes, this is really us, especially in this Venus retrograde, we're examining our relationship to love, beauty, money, pleasure, and sex. Okay, and the Lovers is an embodiment of this energy as well. So the number six, interestingly enough, is also ruled by Venus. Venus is a sixth planet. So I really feel, and you can see here, that we are being truly asked to double down and look deeper at these themes and these, you know, quote unquote luxuries in our lives. Now, the number six is also associated with domestic happiness, stability, family, foundations, and harmony. After the extreme tower energy, I'm referring to the tower in the tarot. For those of you who aren't familiar with the tower, this is a major arcana card, and the energy of this card is really about destruction in a lot of ways. But destruction in a way that, yeah, a lot of people get this card and they're like, ah, everything's falling down, it's burning down. But it's actually a really beautiful card. It's a painfully beautiful card because the tower only destroys that which does not have a strong foundation. So we saw this in 2020 and 2021. Themes around media, politics, government, money, healthcare. The foundations that had been built, especially in my home country of the US, were just not stable. They were not sustaining. They were not secure. They were not supportive. They were not built in integrity. So only those things will collapse. Anything that's, you know, built in integrity and strength and has that sustainable foundation will endure. Anything else gets torn down and falls to the wayside. So collectively and personally, I'm sure as well, I know for myself personally, we've really been in the energy of the tower. So to be greeted in 2022 with this energy of domestic happiness and stability, foundations, harmony feels really, really good and soothing after this energy that we've moved through with the tower over the last 2 years. And, you know, with that kind of dismantling and destruction, I found that our ideas and our values of what is actually most important to us has shifted. So I anticipate a lot of us, if not all of us, placing more emphasis on these areas when building out these strong, sustainable foundations of our 2022 year and beyond. So along the foundations of happiness, stability, family foundations, harmony, things like that. Okay. Let's talk about some intentions to start off this year. So that's the energy of what we're starting off this year with, and just kind of the year as a whole. So moving and shifting our focus to intentions. I know that the start of this year and New Year's in general can feel kind of overwhelming for some of us. It can feel like there's a lot of pressure to just dive in and produce and set goals and just go, 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 go. What I would like to invite you to do, I'd like to invite you into an alternative, and that's to start off your year a little bit more slowly. So I'm going to read to you some journal questions. Feel free to pause me if you want some time to read in between them. You can just reflect on them and come back, whatever feels good for you. If you're not yet on the newsletter list, you can subscribe to that in the show notes and get this in a written format as well. And it's also on my Instagram. So follow along on Instagram if you want that broken down there as well. So question number one. How can you slow down this year? How can you start this year slowly? How can you slow down? Slowing down and being intentional, okay? So number one, how can you slow down? Number two, thinking to some of the themes mentioned above with this Venetian retrograde, Venus retrograde, and all the Venetian themes coming up, love, sex, money, and beauty. What foundations do you want to build in your life for this year and beyond? Thinking of those themes, what foundations do you want to build in your life for this year and beyond? Number three, instead of only building a life off of quantifiable goals and metrics, which is great, we are in Capricorn season, how can you build a life based off of desire as well? So how can you build a life based off of desire and not just metrics and quantifiable things, okay? Desire. We're really going to be tapping into desire this year. Number four, what do you most deeply desire? This is a nice, juicy question. What do you most deeply desire? I really want to invite you to feel into this. Take some time to unwind, take a bath, go for a walk, and then freehand journal and just drop in. Let everything come out that's desiring to come out. What would your life look like if you were led by desire, right? Number 5, allow yourself to die and be reborn. We shift and change and evolve just like the seasons do too. So I want you to ask yourself, what am I still holding on to that I can release? And what past version of myself can I release? Some of us, I have found, and in certain ways myself as well, it's like we're just gripping onto these past versions of self in our life, and it's really not serving us. And it doesn't fit anymore. So don't be afraid to allow those parts of yourself to die. It sounds like really harsh, but we need to create space for the new to come in. Think about if you were wearing a pair of pants that just like did not fit anymore, and you're trying so hard to keep yourself like shoved into these pair of pants. It doesn't feel good. So we really need to shed that skin, shed that layer of self, so we can really be fully expressed and embodied in who we are now. Yeah. Number 6, who do you desire to be? Who do you desire to be? Now, with this question, I really want to invite you to shift into thinking about who you want to be and not just what you do. So if you are embodied in who you're desiring to be, the rest will follow. All the action will follow. But for now, I want you to focus on who you want to be. What is your energy? How do you hold yourself? How do you handle conflict? How do you handle amazing things? Like what? Who are you? Who are you? Knowing that if you're embodied in the energy of that person who you're desiring to be authentically, the rest will follow. All the action steps that you need to take will follow if you're embodied in that version of self. Okay. Now let's talk about intentionally building out 2022. So what would it look to build and plan out your year based on energy, desire, and intention? What would it look like to build and plan out your year based on energy, desire, and intention? Meaning, what would it look and feel like to lead with your heart, soul, and body rather than just your mind? I know this can be a little bit challenging for us heady babes. Trust me, I'm there with you. But our hearts, our souls, and our bodies hold profound, vast wisdom that we rarely tap into generally as a society. So how can you tap into your intuition and support to build out your year intentionally? Okay, through the body, through your rituals. One way that I like to do this is through a year ahead reading, right? And we had this beautiful energy starting this past weekend on Sunday, January 2nd, with this Capricorn new moon. It was a really perfect launch point to do these types of a reading. If you are seeking this type of a reading, I have a very special offer for you guys. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to get $66 off of your reading in celebration of the 6 year until Thursday, January 6th. Okay. So just a little overview of what these readings are. If that's something that's calling to you, this is a 60-minute session and private one-to-one reading. We dive deeply into your year ahead. So we'll move through the energy of each month individually, as well as your overall themes, lessons, ways to thrive, messages, things like that. At the end of your session, you're going to receive a recording of our session that you'll get to keep forever. So this is a really, really juicy offer. It's one of my favorites to do for clients, and definitely a ritual for them as well. And you have it to refer back to for guidance and reflection throughout the year. So the session is broken down into about 50 minutes of reading, followed by 10 minutes to ask any questions that you have. And like I said, my gift to you to start off this new year magically in celebration of our 6 year is to get $66 off of that reading with the code SEEK66. I'll leave all the details in the show notes for you guys. All right, my loves. So that is a little overview for energy and intentions to start off your 2022 year. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It really, really helps so much and means so much to me. Share it with a friend who could use hearing these messages, and connect with me online on Instagram at @seek_Isla. I have some really incredible things coming out for you guys this month and this year. So if you want to stay in the loop, Instagram is a great place to do that. And also the newsletter, which I will leave a link for in the show notes.
my newsletter list always gets the first update and all the happenings and juicy discounts and offerings and things like that as well. So if you want to be more in touch with me this year, that is a great way to stay connected. All right, my beauties, I am wishing you all a beautiful, nourishing, restful, smooth, slow, desire-filled transition into this year. Sending you all so much love. I look forward to connecting with you online on Instagram and in the newsletter space. And I will be back in your ears very soon for another episode of the Seeking Isla podcast. Sending you all so much love. Have a great start to your 2022.